Mystery Album, Part 12. Last time on Mystery Album, we enjoyed the briefest of ports of call in Copenhagen. As we turn another century-old Votex expandable album page, we find ourselves revisiting the world of steel wheel, steel rail, and steam. Recourse to the magnifying glass shows a partly obscured nameplate that reads Upland. Given the locale and following quick reference to an internet search engine, the full plate can be assumed to announce Gotland. This is Gotland's Jan Varg GJ locomotive number 3, lock number 3, built by Nfqvist and Holm AB at their Tollhatten Works in 1878. Number 3 was shown at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1878 and awarded a silver medal. Upon the nationalisation of Swedish railways in 1947, she became K2P3062 of the Statens Järnvägar until 1953, when she was retired after 75 years in service. Allocated to the SJ Museum in 1956, the 060 was donated to the Gotland Heritage Railway Association in 1992 and is on display in their carriage hall at Dalhem. As the numbering suggests, the K2Ps were the first locomotives of the GJ. Number 3 was one of a class of three, her two sisters being number 1, Visby, and number 2, Pollen. The line between Visby and Hemsey via Roma was inaugurated by King Oscar II on September 10, 1878, after which the network is extended from Visby to Vaskinde, Tingstade and Labro, which wasn't reached until 1921, only a few years before our mystery family paid their mystery visit. The original 54.3 km stretch to Hemsey included a hemp factory, quarry, sugar mill and gravel pit, giving an idea of the kind of freight traffic the narrow gauge line handled. Gotland itself lies off the eastern coast of Sweden in the Baltic Sea, 100 miles south of Stockholm and over 220 miles northeast of Malmö. 109 miles long and with an area of 1,200 square miles, Sweden's biggest island has a modern-day population of about 60,000, more than a third of whom live in the city of Visby. Famous former residents include Erik I of Pomerania, Victor Kullberg and Hjördis Pedersen. Oh, not forgetting five times married father of nine, movie great Ingmar Bergman, who died at the remote northern extremity of Faroe in 2007, aged 89. These days, no railways remain on the island. As well as the GJ, all the other narrow gauge routes, the Silte Roma, Kiltenhamn Roma, Southwest Gotland, Rånhamn Hemsey, and Visby Visborg Slats Järnväg are now defunct. The last scheduled services were withdrawn in 1960, with the occasional goods working from Visby to Visby Harbour continuing until 1963. What does survive is a railway museum at Dalhem, with 6.5 kilometres of preserved tractoroma and a Varnhalla whose exhibits include the immortal NR3 Gotland. A strategic gateway to the Baltic, Gotland has an important role in Swedish military history. Gentlemen with an inclination towards grey funnel porn will be aware of a Visby-class 640-ton stealth corvette and a Gotland-class of submarines consisting of Her Majesty's Swedish ship Gotland and her two sisters. The previous HSWMS Gotland, pictured above, was a 4,600-ton seaplane cruiser that served in the Swedish Navy between 1934 and 1956. As belies Visby's importance, a big wall surrounds. Using Street View, it is possible to stand on the exact spot from where the above photograph was taken. Although the walls are recognisable to the extent of being unchanged, the town has spread to the right, inland, to reveal nothing but cars, retail parks, and Lego-style housing. The abandoned building is Sancta Karin. Dedicated to St. Catherine of Alexandria, the chapel was constructed by the Franciscan Order of Visby Convention and completed in 1250. The architecture resembles one of the cow houses we discovered in Norse-influenced Swaledale. Note, to the bottom of the photo lie touristy market stalls, and to the left centre bottom sits an example of an early Swedish onion-domed telephone box. Again, it is still possible to stand on the exact spot. One tree has not only survived but flourished, and the square, called Stora Torget, or Large Square, is still a magnet for street vendors. Those present-day Street View oldie-worldie lampposts must be fake, as they don't appear on our old photo. The other three sides of Stora Torget are described by hostelries. A pirouette suggests our mystery party were being refreshed at the Bagriet Barahaffa before or after saying their prayers. Visby Cathedral can also be viewed from the same viewpoint, but the trees have grown to spoil the aspect. A modern-day photographer also has competition from a road and road signs. Visby Cathedral can also be viewed from the same viewpoint, but the trees have grown to spoil the aspect. A modern-day photographer also has competition from a road and road signs, as you may recall. The holy place started life as a church built by German traders in the 13th century. After the Battle of Visby in 1361, Gotland became a Danish province. Following the Danish Reformation, there was only need for one church for the port's one permitted denomination, hence the other places of worship, such as St. Catherine's Chapel, falling into disrepair. The photo was taken from Nygarten, a delightful cobbled street of old buildings within the city wall, many of them snug bungalows with rendered walls and clay-tiled roofs. An exception is number 37, Nygarten, to the left of the photographer. At first glance, 37 resembles a modern outsized cowshed, ruining everybody's view of the cathedral and the bay beyond. Closer inspection reveals an old engraved stone next to the main side door. Reminiscent of my own debatable lands, 850 miles to the south and west as the migrating barnacle goose flies, the inscription says Bell Lancasterska. This refers to Andrew Bell, an 18th century Scottish physician and educator and co-inventor of the Bell Lancaster teaching method. While a regimental priest in Madras, Bell developed a system of educating poorer pupils by instructing the older, who then taught the younger in small groups. His partner was Joseph Lancaster, a teacher who worked in the poorest areas of working-class London at the turn of the 19th century. Regular readers may recall your humble review of photographs began his education in the colonies and, without being able to put a name to it until near his seventh decade, benefited from the Bell Lancaster technique. If you spot a dangling modifier too many, you now understand why. Bell Lancaster schooling reached Sweden in the 1820s, ideal for a sizeable country with a small and dispersed population. One such establishment was the school on Nygarten, which was built in 1822. Number 37 went on to become a conventional primary school, navigational school and handcraft school. At the other end of the building for the Bell Lancaster engraving sits another plaque. Difficult to read, this appears to say BCWT. Further investigation shows number 37 is now the Baltic Centre for Writers and Translators. Looking through the blurb, residences are available. Free board and lodging is offered for appropriately talented natives of the northern latitudes. As the debatable lands debatably lie within the Nordic sphere, the thought of producing mystery album from a studio apartment in a luxury redeveloped property with a free Mac and megafast Scandinavian broadband proved irresistible. If BBC reception is awful, the iPlayer inaccessible, and watching Question Time impossible, so much the better. However, my Swedish is a bit rusty. Partway through filling in the online application form, I spotted overuse of the term trans artists. This might refer to the transnational nature of Nordic creatives like myself. Then again, it might not. In haste, I clicked the cancel button and returned to my 100-year-old Fotex safe space. More innocent time. Visby proved to be another brief port of call. Next time on Mystery Album, another appointment beckons, including a reacquaintance with the Danish Order of the Elephant.